If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 329 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. In honor of yesterday's episode about it never being too late to try new things in life, I want to keep it moving. I'm going to say, fuck 30 under 30 lists. I want more 80 over 80 lists. I want to hear about the great-great-grandma who went back to culinary school, or stories about people who failed a million times and got it right on the millionth and first. I, like most people, am in awe by young prodigies and savants that come out of the womb reciting Shakespeare and playing drums like a boss. But I am also awed by mountains and sunsets and all the other magical shit that isn't possible for me, a measly, normal human, to accomplish. I am actually deeply inspired by older people who decide it's not too late and they decide to lean in later in life. Because being born with talent is very lucky, and being supported to become a prodigy is amazing, but it's rare, and you can't really just stumble upon that shit. But older people who work harder later in life to discover what they want to do, they're putting in the legwork, which to me, personally, it's a lot more inspiring than just raw talent, because raw talent is unattainable, but working my ass off for something I love is absolutely not. So today, I'm going to share some of my favorite older success stories. You may have already heard some of these, but I tried to include some unique ones and some of the staples just to remind you, people are out there doing that shit, and it is never too late. Julia Child didn't publish her first cookbook until she was 50 years old. Then, very quickly, she turned into a celebrity chef with her own TV show, and she also became the first woman to be inducted into the Culinary Institute of America's Hall of Fame. And sure, I haven't heard of that particular Hall of Fame, but I have heard of Julie and Julia, that ridiculous movie from, I don't know, the early aughts. Anyway, Julia Child is a legend, and I stand by that. Moving on. At 64, Julie Wainwright became the founder and CEO of The Real Real. Nancy Pelosi is 81, and regardless of your politics, she's out here doing that shit. Caitlin Carrico is the 66-year-old BioNTech senior VP and biochemist. Writer Harry Bernstein authored countless rejected books before getting his first hit at age 96. Stan Lee, the legendary man responsible for Marvel, didn't catch his break until he was 39 years old when he published The Fantastic Four. Toni Morrison, another legendary writer, did not explode in the public eye until 1993, when she became the first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, and she was 62. Anna Mary Robertson Moses, better known as Grandma Moses, began her prolific painting career at 78. In 2006, one of her paintings sold for $1.2 million. This is my favorite story, and I use it all the time in real life, but as a 20-something, Oprah Winfrey was fired from her job reporting the evening news for Baltimore's WJZ-TV. Evidently, the Baltimore TV producers said that she was unfit for television news because she consistently showed too much emotional investment in the story she was reporting on. And this legend went on to make a whole fucking brand associated with that. Her emotions are what make her amazing, and she did not let getting fired deter her in the slightest, and I think that is truly legendary status. Vera Wang failed to make the 1968 U.S. Olympic figure skating team, and then she became an editor at Vogue, but she was passed over for the editor-in-chief position, so she began designing wedding gowns and, you guessed it, skating outfits at age 40. And today, she's one of the premier designers in the fashion industry. Vera Wang's business is worth well over $1 billion. Harlan Sanders, you know him as the Colonel, was 62 when he franchised KFC in 1952, and he sold that franchise business for $2 million 12 years later. Momofuku Ando cemented his spot in junk food history when he invented instant ramen. He was 48. Also, I had no idea that ramen was invented in 1958. I just thought it was around since the dawn of time, like everything else. Anyway, Sir James Dyson went through 5,126 failed prototypes and all of his savings over 15 years. But on the 5,127th prototype, it worked. And the Dyson brand became the best-selling bagless vacuum in the U.S. He's worth $4.9 billion. Jay-Z couldn't get signed for the longest time. And I don't know if you know this, but he's Jay-Z now and married to Beyonce, so I think he's doing all right. And keep in mind, these are just the famous stories. These are the ones with household names and known histories. Imagine the millions of people over the age of 60 or 70 deciding to go for it. I saw a TikTok of a girl's grandpa who was 80 years old learning to ice skate for the first time. And to me, that's terrifying because I hate falling as a 30-year-old. But if an 80-year-old will take his first ice skating class, you can Google something you're passionate about to see where that's going to take you. Get inspired by the people out there doing it, getting out of their comfort zones, and recognizing that it's only too late if you tell yourself it's too late. And like I said yesterday, and will say again in the future, it's never too fucking late.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.